Monday, November 24th, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 9 a.m.
All right.
We'll go ahead and start our commissioner meeting with pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance.
So approved. So moved to approve the...
Let me do roll first.
Okay. Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
So public comment, if there's anybody here that wants to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. Anybody want to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda?
Well, I don't know if it's on the agenda or not. I was told to come over about the old Cargill elevator such over that way and the noise from the fans. I live on 164th Street.
Okay.
And it is so noisy. It's like a jet airplane there all the time, 24/7. So that was my main complaint, to talk to you folks to see what we can do. I tried to talk to them.
Did they talk to you about it at all?
Or no, not really.
They just kind of...
ignore you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went by there the other day, and I don't know what if they were running an elevator or if they were testing something, but it is noisy over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we used to have people come out from the city to sit in my backyard and listen to the birds. And, well, you can't do that.
Is it substantially louder now than it was when Cargill was running it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay. What's your name?
Dwayne Stowe, S-T-O-W-E.
Yep. I know where you're at.
Yeah.
Back several years ago when Cargill had it, we had an issue with it, and they did do some barriers around their fans.
Yep.
I think maybe we need to get a hold of Marat's and see if they'll do the same thing, kind of muffle them down.
That made a lot of difference when they did that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Rick, do you want to
contact him? I can contact him. I know John.
Okay. I don't know him from Adams. Yeah. So, yeah, if you would do that, I'd appreciate that. Let's start with that. Rick will talk to them, and we'll see if they'll respond to him. And if not, we'll have to see what we do next after that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet. Don't be afraid to follow up.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from November 10th, 2025. Approval of payroll claims from November 9th through the 22nd. Approval of payroll account payable claims. Approval of account payable claims. And then approval of official records for the Register of Deeds, the county clerk, and the clerk of district court. I came in this morning and reports for the Register of Deeds, county clerk, and the clerk of district court, they're in your packet. Went through that. Am in the process of going through accounts payable. I'm about halfway through that. And also payroll. They are still working on payroll for a couple of the offices. So I'm going to stick around after the meeting and make sure that everything is kosher with the payroll and the remaining claims.
So moved to approve.
Okay.
With the exception of the ones that have not been approved.
Yeah, pending the finishing up. Yeah, you bet.
And I'll put that in my motion, pending the approval of Marty.
I'll second that.
Okay. Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business. open, review, and award bid for new road grader, motor grader.
The two bids we got were from Cat and Deere because we went through Sourcewell again, good prices. So the one with Cat, they did one for the 114 Cat grader we had, and the other one was a 4 years newer John Deere. So.
What do you mean? The for trade-in?
For trade-in, yes.
Okay.
Well, I seen that John Deere came in
quite a
low bid.
Yes.
Yep. You know, I went out and met with Dean when he got these bids in, and we talked over this too. I think there's a pretty good argument to be made to go with the John Deere, regardless of the bid prices. If we trade the Cat off, that's our last Cat machine. We'd be all John Deere after that. Less inventory of parts, everything else, one dealing with one company for service, all that kind of stuff. So, like I said, I think plus the John Deere bid is 25 more horse, a little bigger machine. Again, regardless of price, there's an argument made to be going with John Deere, but when John Deere is the cheaper one, I don't think there's any really discussion.
We sat and talked about it for a while too, and it makes a total sense.
It sounds like the being low bid,
and just having everything John Deere too just makes more sense.
Yeah,
it helps having a low bid though.
Mm. Right.
Any other discussion? Any?
I agree.
That's something that we have built into our budget, obviously, the
payments
on that. So.
Yep.
Unless anybody else has anything to offer, I'd make a motion to go ahead and accept the bid for Murphy for the new motor grader.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
So while Dean's up here, we have another issue over by Cargill. Haven't narrowed down who jumped through the ditch, but they're actually making a road in there. So I called Dean this morning, and we're going to have to put a barricade in the ditch for now. We got locates coming, and we're going to put a post in there with some reflective tape on it to keep them from doing it.
Where they're driving on that.
Right,
in that
right,
corner
right,
there,
right,
down
right,
through there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't.
They almost hit somebody the other day.
Right, yeah. So say where it's at first, so I understand.
So as you're going home there, where the railroad tracks are on 77,
yep.
If you go south, or if you go west there, there's that green elevator right. That sets there. Right before you get to those railroad tracks, when you turn back north on that intersection, somebody most of the summer there's tracks that go down at the intersection through that corner, and I can't imagine it's any advantage of doing that. I don't understand why they would do it.
It's somebody having fun because they're actually getting some air, and then there's black marks.
Oh,
and
is it side by side?
Oh no,
no,
it's a pickup.
There you go.
So anyway,
okay. He almost hit somebody the other day. So.
Yeah.
Did you talk to the sheriff's department about it at all?
I was trying to get back to the guy that called in. I haven't gotten back to him. And Rick called me this morning, so.
Yeah, just make sure we put a barricade there or something, and not just a post, just so we don't.
Well, there'd be a barricade there for now, and then Dean's going to do locates, and we can put a post on that boundary there.
Yeah.
Get it stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, they'll just go right back at it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That stretch of road on 164th is kind of a racetrack from time to time, as you know.
Yeah.
Is if we do a barricade, is there any liability on us?
I wouldn't believe
so. If somebody gets hurt or something?
They shouldn't be there. Are they trespassing?
They are. They're in county right-of-way. They're going down into the ditch.
Shouldn't be
it's actually a safety thing, too.
Put spike strips out there.
Well, then you know who did
that
it.
That works. What's that?
That might cost
did I show you guys the video of Stapleton's?
No.
We pulled into on
170th.
Yeah. And we're harvesting grain there.
Back kind of by the farmsteads?
No.
No.
This is west of the DI.
Oh, west of the DI.
So anyway, we pulled in there,
loaded our semis and we didn't make it a block out of there. And we had 6 flat tires.
Yeah, set around.
That's what I had Dean go down with the magnet and pick it up, run the magnet on the road. And that's what we had, screws, wire, nails, you name it, was in those tires.
I followed the magnet and you could watch it go up the stuff.
But anyway, he's got a salvage yard going out there and it's a residence and it needs to be stopped.
For sure. Is he aware of the problem that you had, you think, and
the
magnet was out there? Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
Tim. All right. Thanks, Dean.
Yep.
All right. We will go to old business. Highway Superintendent Road Report.
Is there a motion on the motor right
here? Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then the gentleman with the noise, does South Street have any noise ordinances that falls in their jurisdiction?
Is that planning and zoning?
Yeah.
It's in their planning and zoning area.
It's in their area.
There's noise.
That might be an avenue to look at. And Joe has been in contact with Stapleton about getting that stuff cleaned up. Mm-hmm. How successful? We'll see.
Well, I know it's not on the agenda, but I think we might have to push it a little bit. Maybe Kim will have to get involved and send the letter.
I know we had talked to him a couple months ago, and she said just give her time. And then Joe talked to her again the other day, and she felt like she was getting picked on Joe's like, sure. Well, we've had concerns, we've had complaints, this needs to be addressed. So, we'll just try and work with her. It should never have been taken out there, the stuff out there to begin with. So we can just maybe educate her on the rules and the laws of the county. That might go a long way as well.
When the corn was in the field, there was other farmers that couldn't get through there with their equipment because he was on the road.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, hopefully Joe can have some success. And like I said, I think maybe some education on the
I want to see how much is out there, because I think that's a slippery slope that we could be sliding down, because if you want to go around and look at everybody's property and see how much crap is on everybody's property, we could have some issues. So
right.
I do believe it's a slippery slope, so I think we need to tread carefully.
I think the issue is they're a business, though, and they're storing stuff from their business on residential areas.
I want to see what they have there. If it's farm-related business or farm-related stuff and they farm, we use that for parts. So there's things. I haven't been
you
out
there.
Yeah, but there's still
so I'm going to give you
a home business clause. You can still run a home business on residential. Like
if it falls,
it's a slippery slope. You want to be very careful.
Yep.
If it falls that's considered ag residential. But if they're using, there's certain criteria that can fall that you can do when it's zoned that way, and this does not fall in those conditional uses or approved uses of the property. So
again, it's I think you want to be a little careful.
So when you go out there, Brian, to look at it.
Yeah, what's
go
the
up on,
it is it's bad. That's
go,
the address.
Go up on
169 170th Street.
The Hubbard Jackson Bluff Road, that pavement that runs in there. And then run in to the east and don't drive by this place.
Don't drive.
You'll be in the same boat I was in.
Take my old truck, you see what you're saying?
Well, Dean took the county road truck out there and he ended up with flat tires too.
Brand new tires.
On brand new tires.
But yeah, so hopefully, and we contacted them. Did they get the stuff out of the right of way?
Some of it,
yeah. So they had some stuff right next to the road that we told them was liability issues as well. So they're working on it. And like I said, hopefully we can, between the zoning and,
When Tom Reed lived there, that place was spotless. and it was well kept, and you ought to see it now. It's a shame.
I don't know who was living there first, so I don't have no clue.
Jeff's dad. It'd
be my parents' right. old place. They sold it. So.
I don't know who he is.
That's why I know the address.
Quite hard.
Okay, so we had 232.5 hours maintaining, had an hour overtime, 82 hours on tree removal. Now that it's past November 1st, between November 1st and April 1st is our tree removal time due to bats and birds. 23 hours finishing up the culvert on 207th Street, 21 hours running the magnet, 162 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 585.95 tons of 1-inch and road gravel out on the roads. As you asked the other day, Marty, about what Boyer and Oban had hauled in, so I have them totals off to the site as well.
I see that. Thank you.
29 hours on sign repair, 6 hours on weeds. Brandon had some different meetings with the state and reached out to other counties for help on weed stuff. And then we had several concerns for grading and gravel. Any questions?
How many ton total of rock and stuff do we have hauled in a year?
I can look that up for you, get back to you. I wish I could rattle that off, but
we got asked that question the other night.
I have to keep those totals current for FEMA. I think as of 24, I have that total.
Okay.
But it won't take much to get 25s in there.
All right. Appreciate it if you get it.
Okay. You just want me to email it to you?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any from the FEMA stuff from years gone by? Is there still anything pending or is everything caught up?
No, everything's caught up.
Okay.
Yep. I was just thinking the other day I could probably purge my files of that stuff.
I know it. Sometimes it takes several years when you get involved with hands. Okay.
Good. Yep. We are, knock on wood.
Yeah. Hopefully we never have to say that word again.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Thank you.
Well, I guess the Albanicious thing is part of you too.
Yeah.
Board to discuss and approve or not approve the offer to Mark Albanicious to pay him in the spring to place crushed concrete on 160th to his pit for a fee of $6,500, and in the fall meet with road foreman, highway superintendent to determine further needs, if there are further needs.
So Dean might have some more input on this, but we reached out to Mark. He was really good. Said there was a few areas this fall that he would like to put some down on.
He's going to put some smaller aggregate on top so it smoothens out. And then said next spring he'd go back in for a soft spot and make some more concrete.
But yeah, really willing to work with us.
And capped at that $6,500.
I wouldn't think it would take that much, but we'll see how it goes. But he said he's willing to to work with us. And
that's cost effective compared to what it would cost us to do that.
Yeah, if he's
going to
do it for $25 a ton, he's doing all the work and said we get stuff in for, we figured it's like $23 a ton by the time we go run after stuff. So
yeah, pay the manpower.
It frees us up to do other stuff.
Machine. Perfect.
Awesome. Motion to approve that?
So we need to make a motion on that?
Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead,
motion to approve 4B, to approve Albanicious.
I'll second it.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
And then Chad from MEI is here to discuss speeding concerns.
From Beamster and Kim.
Yeah. On Dixon.
Why didn't you guys correct me? I didn't catch that until he just said it. Sorry.
Stop signs, yield signs at the intersection of Hanks Way, Rotunda Way, and Cardinal Way, give his opinion and request for board how to proceed. All right.
All right. So I am Chad Kurt with B&K. And Jolene, a while back, had asked me to look at these particular areas. So we'll start with Dixon Path. Currently, the speed limit, you start in South Sioux, it's 25 miles an hour. You go through the S-curves, it's 20 miles an hour. And then once you're west of the S-curves, it speeds up to 35. I would say from an engineering standpoint, we look at a couple of things when it comes to speed. Accidents, which I didn't find any. I think there's been one accident in the last 10 years, right in the curves themselves, but not really on the straightaway. Just kind of lay of the land. It's pretty flat. No real visual obstructions out there. And then just, they call it the 85th percentile. We would typically do a speed study, and you kind of try to put the speed limit with, you know, where 85% of the traffic is traveling. And I'm guessing at this point, we haven't done that study, but I'm guessing it's probably close to 35. It's probably not less than that, I would suspect. So initially, I would say, from an engineering standpoint, we probably would not recommend lowering the speed limit. That's not to say we can't. It's kind of an unusual section of road. It's a dead end. I mean, it's a dead end road.
The calls that I've received on it, their concern is that there's a number of campers on the river down there, and they all take that road down to the McGinney place there. And their contention is that after people spend their weekend down there on their way out, a lot of times they're driving really fast out of that.
That and the salvage yard there.
Yeah.
A1, or yeah. Still A1, isn't it?
Yeah.
People speeding out there.
Kaczynski, yeah.
And it's bad. I've sat out there a few times and watched, and it's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a lot more residents than there has ever been there, too, now.
Yeah.
Chad, what do you think of those electronic speed signs?
I think they probably work in a section. I mean, if they're far apart, you know, people are going to learn where they're at. Some of those are going to want to see how fast they can get
right
to show up on the sign.
Sure.
But they are somewhat of an
but they, some of them are just guilty. They only go so high. So they only go like to the speed limit, and it says slow down. It doesn't give you like the full speed. Like the one in South Sioux does not.
I know when you're going to Lincoln, there's one at Fresco, is it?
Yeah.
And boy, that makes you slow right down if you see that thing flash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think there would be a good tool.
That might be enough. I mean, obviously enforcement is probably the lead deterrent, I would say. They can't be out there all the time.
Right.
They've got other things to do.
What's the cost on one of those signs? You have any idea?
That I don't know.
I think Tim Decker was looking into it. They're around $3,500.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
Give or take.
That would be something to try. I know they've got the portable big ones, and they've moved that around. It does make a difference.
I had for over the 4th of July, I had to go down there to that area.
Did you?
The county did it, the deputies. And I don't know what the outcome was, but hopefully something out with it.
Maybe the one thing we could try is, I know, so we're going to talk about that next, but obviously we have some speed data for Rotunda Way. I don't know if we did that.
That's from Tim Decker.
Okay.
Big sign.
We could try that, see, you know, maybe do that not in the winter. If,
right.
If it's campers, maybe we do that next spring or summer. Maybe we do that. I do think that is going to slow them down, so it distorts our speed data a little bit. But we can see if that works. And then if the portable one works, maybe then you proceed with getting a permanent version.
I'm just going to throw this out there. What would some speed bumps?
So from an engineer, if we're going to go there, from an engineering standpoint, the best way to slow things down is somewhat make people uncomfortable, narrow things up. so they tend to slow down. We do that by, you know, if we were in town, we'd put bump outs and things like that. This is in the rural section. But we could do things, they call them now, I think they're called speed tables. So they're designed in a way that you, if the speed limit is 25 mile an hour, and you go over it 25 mile an hour, you just kind of roll over it. If you go much faster than that, you're going to know it. You're going to hit, and you're just going to know you're speeding. So those are some things, trees, just things to narrow that corridor up so it appears to be smaller than it is. That may tend to slow people down.
So I have a question. What is the problem here? Are we looking at trying to keep people from going over 35, or are we saying that 35 is too fast that it needs to be down to 20 or 25?
What I think should be 25, because yeah. It's gotten more residential. There's a lot of little kids out there that I want to see them get hit by a car. And animals are getting smoked by cars and stuff like that. People are just going way too fast. So if you have it at 35, people are going to go faster than 35.
Yeah.
So if you have it at 25, they might go about 35 then, is what our kind of logic says.
But those speed tables that you're talking about, are they expensive? Inexpensive?
Well, you'd have to tear a couple panels of pavement out and put them back at a different, you just design them to be different.
Does that
add some elevation?
Now, when you are moving snow, does that screw everything up then?
I said typically we see them more in urban areas.
Right.
This tends to be more rural. That I don't know. In urban areas, you can, when we move snow.
Are they? They're a gradual deal, so when you go over them, a snowplow would go over the contour.
Right, if they're going 25.
Mm-hmm. If you're going 65, you might be going airborne, too.
Again, there's lots of things we could look at traffic calming, but if it's just speed, it's kind of, I don't know that engineering-wise it would be warranted to reduce. I think it's probably okay. It's a little bit different, because you're coming from a speed limit of 25, you're going to 20, and then you're coming up to 35. Could you just extend that 25 mile an hour section? I think you could probably do that too. Are people going to follow it?
We don't know.
Right.
We know that, but.
But if a couple people get a ticket going 40,
right?
Yeah. I mean, word travels pretty fast.
Yeah. If you're going 30, if your speed limit's 35 and you're doing 45, that's not so bad. But if you're doing 25 and you just 45, it's a big jump in price on the ticket.
Is that something, since it's in South Sioux's planning and zoning, that we have to work with them on, or
it's our road.
County road? Okay.
Well, I'd make a motion to reduce the speed to 25 miles an hour and put some signage out there, and so we can get done.
So I think it'd be a step in the right direction. I mean,
do we have to do the speed study then to reduce the
sign? I don't know. It probably wouldn't hurt to do one, so we know.
What's the cost of a speed study?
Well, for us to do it, we'd have to rent a radar. Again, I don't know how, if we can get this type of data.
If there's room for them to get it.
My question
is... Without the shoulders out there, they have a hard time.
Yeah, sure. My question is... Is there a statute that says we have to do a speed study? Are we breaking the law by not doing a speed study?
I don't think you have to.
Okay. My motion still stands to lower to 25 miles an hour without the speed study. Because that's just going to cost us money.
I second that, too.
Does the NUTCD state just the engineering study?
I just asked for an engineer's opinion. I believe that's how it's worded. I don't have to look back. But...
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm assuming that was done, right?
Yeah. Always done.
Second part was rotunda way and stop signs instead of yield signs at Hanks Way and Cardinal Way. Again, I look at this from an engineer standpoint. Stop signs are probably the most misused traffic device we have. They do have their place. When we consider stop signs, we look at crash history, traffic volumes, intersection geometry, pedestrian use, and then just engineering judgment. I haven't seen any crash data from out there, or I couldn't find any. Traffic volumes tend to be not very high from a traffic standpoint. Intersection geometry seems to be wide open, again, fairly flat, nothing that is impeding visual. Pedestrian activity, that I'm a little bit unsure of. I don't know how much pedestrians walk out there. I do know there are no sidewalks. So because of those, I probably would not recommend putting stop signs there. If there's yield signs there now, I would probably use that, unless there's other information that I'm not aware of. That would be my recommendation.
Tim Decker did speak to a gentleman down there representing the HOA about getting one of them electronic speed signs down there as well to keep people.
Did he have some data from?
We have some speed data, and this is so. I don't remember. This is just this is for a week's worth of time.
And is this on Old Sawmill or on Rotunda?
This would be on Rotunda.
Okay.
So that was my understanding. That's what it was. Very few vehicles over 30 mile an hour. The speed limit's 25. The majority of traffic actually is. The majority of the traffic is actually in the 6 to 10 mile an hour range, and I'm assuming those are the cars that are turning or slowing down for turning traffic. So I don't think speed doesn't appear to be an issue. Again, when people see those signs, depending on where that mobile portable device is placed, people do tend to slow down. So I don't know that. I mean, it's probably fairly accurate, but there's probably some stuff in there. But based on that information, based on the information we have, I don't know that a stop sign is warranted in that location.
Had they requested that?
That request came from the HOA?
Yeah, the president of HOA, Brian
Lighting. Right. Yep.
Where do they want it at? The stop sign right there at Rotunda and Hanks Way.
And Cardinal Way. Rotunda Way and Cardinal Way. And Rotunda Way and Hanks Way. Both coming out of them little
cul-de-sac
type thing.
But not stopping Rotunda Way.
Correct. Not stopping Rotunda Way. Those 2 feet out on Rotunda Way.
Yeah. So if you're coming out on the long road, Rotunda Way, or all the way back around, it wouldn't apply to you just if you're coming off a cul-de-sac.
What do you think, Brian?
There's not that much traffic out there.
Are they going to cowboy those stop signs?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I've seen we had like a number of accidents there. But there hasn't been any that you found.
You know, we always think, you know, what would a stop sign hurt there? But then, you know, that's just my way of thinking, not what actual.
Right. The engineer, I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, hell, just put a stop sign there. Mm-hmm. But is it warranted? Is it needed?
What's the cost of a stop sign? Any idea?
Stop signs like $45,
We've got a couple hundred old ones.
So a post and a stop sign is what, $50 plus the time the guy put it in there?
I got drilled. But, I mean,
it's probably $100 in material.
Yeah. This is the same reason why I voted no on the last one, though. I mean, we have an engineer to give us a professional opinion for a reason. And, you know, if we just always say, well, the hell with his opinion, then...
No, I agree with that.
Why even do any engineering work on it? And I agree with him. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times a stop sign is an overused item. And
well, then when is it going to be? I mean, how many times is it going to be enforced?
Well, enforced, and
we can't go
why?
Out there. We just can't go out there all the time.
It's a stop sign to give everybody a warm and fuzzy, or I mean, is it? Are we actually trying to solve a problem with it? If it's a warm and fuzzy, you know, it's tough for me to get behind. If it's actually, you know, if it's warranted solving some sort of problem, then I guess it's easier for me to get behind it. But again, like I said, I guess I kind of side with the side of the engineer. Look at his recommendation.
Spending a lot, living right out in that area and driving around there a lot. There is a lot of foot traffic out there with pedestrians
there
walking
is.
Around out there. That would be the only thing if somebody comes up and they go left or right. But, you know, that can happen with stop sign too because people run them every day. So.
Yeah, they do. A lot.
So.
I don't know if there should be one out there or not. I'm not out in that area, so I kind of got neutral on it, you know. I get what Jeff's saying.
I do too. Right?
But for $100, if we put a stop sign in, and it, now that we brought light to the issue, and if somebody does get injured out there, there's all kinds of ways to look at it. But I get what Jeff's saying.
Because that is a narrow road. To the point that he made earlier, like that road is narrow. There's no shoulder. There's nothing. It's like, you know what I mean? So.
There's no sidewalks out there. That's what makes it
more
concerning, since there is no place for people to walk other than on the street.
That is
a concern.
And there's a lot of young families in that area.
A lot, yeah. A lot of kids on bikes.
A lot of kids who are just learning how to drive that drive their trucks very loud. Even though I tell them, hey, don't do that. You're going to get in trouble one of these days. Because one of those kids plays for my team.
Should we table it and just give us some time to get some thought, maybe for us to kind of go out there and look it over? Is that an option?
I suppose it is. I suppose it's an option.
Put it back on the agenda for the next time. Make a decision.
There's no reason we can't do that, is there, Ken? Let's do that. We'll go ahead and kick it down the road, and then we'll just talk about it. Look at everybody, make sure they get out there.
I haven't been out there.
No, just get out there and do some driving around. Take a look at it. Because they are nice wide roads, but still, you know, with young drivers coming around the corner. But, you know, they must feel like they're having a problem if they want stop signs there. But
if you do look, I guess I would recommend, if it's vehicle traffic that they're concerned about, or if it's pedestrian traffic, you kind of deal with them two different ways.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
You know, this recommendation would really strictly be for
traffic,
due to vehicular traffic. I mean, in my mind, streets are meant to move vehicles for the most part. We have different modes of transportation, but that's why we have our streets to move traffic.
Because why aren't there sidewalks there?
It wasn't in their bylaws and when the addition was started. It's amazing how many, you go to a lot of smaller towns and there are no sidewalk requirements, but you go to South Sioux or any larger municipality and there's sidewalk requirements.
But South Sioux's annexed that now, haven't they?
No. It's in their zoning.
It's in their planning.
It's still patrolled by the county.
But it's in their planning and zoning.
Right. Well, everything is.
So would that have the one thing?
I don't think it probably does because they've always been in the planning and zoning since the time it was
there.
Yeah. You go in with all them established sprinklers and yards now and say, hey, everybody's putting in the sidewalk. Then you want to start a war.
And Jeff, it's been talked about having South Sioux annex that area in. And the reply I got was they don't want the old Tompkins addition because it's full of septic systems right. and yeah. stuff like that. And the yeah. infrastructure would be expensive. Mm-hmm. Eventually, someday, they'll have to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And then they got the trailer court on the other side, and they really don't want it either.
Yep.
Right. So.
They could blight it and tiff it.
They could. But don't all tiffs roll into one?
All right. Well, we sure appreciate your opinion.
Thank you.
We're just having a little trouble making that decision, so but appreciate all your input, for sure.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Commissioner committee reports.
I just have one. I gave a copy of it to Kim for the North Star Services. We had to have an amendment to our interlocal agreement for to include the North Star Services name under the reason for it. So.
Okay.
House cleaning thing.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
than anything.
Seems pretty simple.
But, yep. Most things, yeah. Everybody had a sign, so.
I had a Region 4 meeting also, and like I think I might have mentioned it last time, the director of the region, one of the requests when we did her evaluation was that she periodically comes out to each of the counties. There's 23 counties in the region, so we're kind of in the middle of setting that up, and with the project that Heartland has going with their inpatient deal, it'll be a good time. I talked to her at that meeting and see, be a good time to hook up with them also. So, in the not too distant future, we'll probably see her here. So, other than that, that's the only meeting I had.
And then we did have the salary meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
With elected officials. And
Jeff and I met with elected officials, and we have to set by the end of the year, hopefully by December 8th, the elected officials' salaries. So we met with them, and we'll get a hold of you guys, let you know what we're thinking about down the road. But Jeff kind of came up with a formula. The state gave us guidelines kind of on what they thought, and it's kind of tied to the inflation over the last several years, and then so much a year for the 4 years of their elected deal. And
had a P&Z meeting, and going to be looking into rezoning some property, and I'm sure there's more information that will be coming as it goes along, but I think it's going to be good for the county.
Okay.
Rezoning to what?
Industrial.
I mean, that makes sense.
Heavy industry.
Kind of figured that was coming from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, meet with some
good for me again, but
yeah,
what's that?
I know, and that was me in that exact same boat a few months ago.
Yeah.
I know that boat.
He's
keeps
get a new house, right?
Yeah, the boat keeps floating, but it's gonna find a place to land eventually.
What is the what's the anything the movements with the solar project? Anything?
It's kind of they said it's like a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen
I'm just
anything. Right. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't heard anything more.
They take time. I mean, we approved the ordinances. Now they got to go back and get all the things that they need to be.
It's working. I was talking to Bryce the other day, and it's coming.
So I haven't heard anything more. So I was like, well.
I think there's been some easements filed in the deeds office.
Okay.
Yeah. So raise some capital.
No, I understand. Totally understand. I just didn't. I mean, it was hot and heavy for, and then it was like, this disappeared. So I'm just kind of curious what.
It was talked about the other night at the P&Z meeting. Joe said that, was it Ethan? Before it was a daily phone call to him.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of slowly done.
It's probably okay, though.
Yeah.
And I thank Joe for that and the guys that are on the board because, you know, really, that was a time eater for those guys.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on that. And they put a lot of thought into it.
They did. I thought they did a super job, and they were up in front of everybody at the public meetings and, as you know, that's not always the easiest thing. Anybody else got anything on that?
Just simple meetings all the time. I started it.
We're going to get you a t-shirt.
I should have my own bus.
Short one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
Mail or emergency business?
did email you guys all the NERMA letter.
Yeah.
Just them accepting the lawsuit, I guess.
Thank everybody for being able to make it this morning. It's going to help out with them able to make payroll and stuff before the holiday weekend. So thank you guys all for making it. And anything
I'd
else?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, everyone do. Don't eat too much.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good one.
Official request or special?